This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. Today is Monday, and we're in the first part of the week here of July. This is the 5th. So let's do some healing. So we'll do an emotional clearing first. And since today is Monday, let's just do it for the weekend here and today. Think of a situation that caused you problems, traumas, etc. And here we go. I'll count to five to release that situation. So you're going to still be able to see it, but you won't be connected to the emotional trauma. So one, two, three, four, and five. This is the energy being taken away from your energetic emotional body. This is what you call a ghost, and ghosts are always with us. And you become a ghost if your spirit isn't taken away, back to the earth spirit after your body ceases to live here. So your other spirit in you, remember, we have many spirits because spirit mainly is a term that's, from the invisible. At least that's the way I talk about it. So your other spirit that's created from the source energy, which the emotional body has not and never has been created from source energy. It's created by the earth spirit, and that's used to protect your body from physical psychic attacks from people, from the mind. So the earth spirit had to put in place all these extra mechanisms around us so that we would not be, the body, we'll say, being overwhelmed and killed by mind energy. And one of those, which we just got through clearing for the last couple of days here, with one issue, is the emotional body. So let's do a pain body. This is also put in place by the earth spirit. Nothing to do with the light ship or source energy. The earth spirit gave you this body to help the physical body through the process of pain. So if you had a pain the last few days, think of it right now. We'll release it from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's do a trauma body. Here we go. Same process. Think of something. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's do a sensory body. One, two, three, four, and five. And your mental body. One, two, three, four, and five. I'm going to drop you into your heart, so we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. And your spirit that was created by source energy is now going to command your mental body, your awakening thoughts into your heart center. So here we go. 10, just feel the energy dropping down from your head to your heart. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And this is also on the, I think, the Be Here Now clearing. It'll bring you more into your body from other places. So here we go, some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Take a deep breath to see how you feel. Think a few thoughts. They should be in non-judgment. If you have any judgment when you're in your heart center, that means you're not there. Now, you could be in the heart center from the light of the darkness. They can create that for you, and you can think that you're there, but you won't have any negative or positive thoughts when you're in your heart. So do some thinking right now. I'll let you have some silence for about 15 seconds. Okay, so let's see if our co-host for today is on. Are you out there, Chris, in cyberspace somewhere, cyber world, or wherever? Some other universe?
I'm floating around here somewhere, just floating. That's me.
From the beyond, right? Beyondo.
Yes. Okay, but hi, yeah, I'm here. Welcome. Welcome one and all. to the Creation Lightship Show. Your host, Ron Amatron, co-host, Chris. We're here and we're live. Back to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's bring people back to the present moment here. Remember, you could be very possibly in a parallel lifetime when you're not here. So we'll just see what happens. If you feel any changes in your body, in your consciousness, it means that you are not here, you're somewhere else. And then the scary question is, where were you? And you're going to have an answer, which is, I don't know. Well, that's the sad part. That's what the dark side does to us here. So here we go. I'm going to bring your spirit back. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to bring your body back. This is your physical body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So if you felt any changes during either one of those or both, that means that you were not here. And like I said, where were you? So one way to kind of overcome that, at least to get you back more often than not, is to maybe pinch yourself slightly. Some people get bruised easily, so if that's the case and you don't want to get a bruise, but you may want to tap your arm, possibly, or your hand, you know, so that you do attain more consciousness. So that's what I would recommend doing here. So that's a good thing to do. If you yawn a lot, it means you're releasing negativity right now. So we've been doing some clearings more recently with the robotic mechanical energies around us that seem to come in from the fifth-dimensional reality consciousness, whatever that would be. Down here on the Earth, you know, the dark side has created, you know, divisions in consciousness. That's why we have different dimensions here. So we call that 5D. Back to you, Chris. Do you have any comments about the robotic clearings or anything?
Yeah, personally about the robotic clearings, I noticed that it's pretty much covering the whole body, multifaceted. I remember someone mentioning something about a defense mechanism, which if you go back to the archives of, I believe, the second time that all this was being talked about, there was like a defense program that that had to be removed, and it was you know, it was a big deal. It was very heavy. So that takes me back to when I started noticing that every time Ron finds something new to do a clearing on, the amount of things that comes about gets heavier and heavier. That's either trying to stop it or trying to cover its own tracks. So all I'm saying is, you know, stick to your guns, people. This as soon as this clearing comes up, you know, be creative, search yourself, see what's there, because the thing that you would say, man, I would never have any robotics there, you might just want to put it in just to see what'll happen. So that's my hit on that. I have a lot to say as far as that clearing was concerned, because I had always wondered about it, and when you did the sample, it was a surprise to me, and it was a surprise what my body was going through when that stuff was being taken off. So
yeah, it's quite something to experience that once they get taken off of you, because your body does feel different. I have someone on the fast chat here talking about Viagra. I was just kind of making a joke about that, about the robotics of Viagra, which it could be, you know, doing special implants and things for people. I'm not saying that the product is, but it could be the mindset for that. Remember, we don't know what's controlling us, okay? And so I'm not using the term Viagra as a product that's giving us an implant, giving us robotics. I'm just saying that maybe the robotics can behave in a very similar way. And that's the problem, that we don't know how we're connected to these alien energies, the species that are trying to control us, all the races. So we have problems, and they can make the body respond a certain way. This is why when I did the clearing, people felt much easier with their legs and their knees, etc. Maybe their back. I had people sending me emails saying that they've had pain, and the pain instantly went away, and they feel better. So do you feel anything like that, Chris, during the last couple of shows? I think we did it on Wednesday and Friday, I believe.
Yeah, actually, I did. I had an injury from trying this this cool move that I thought would be cool, and I really hurt my shoulder, and it's kind of been hurt on and off with pain for like the last at least 10 months. And so you did a clearing for the shoulders. I think it was both right and left. And as soon as you did it for my left shoulder, the pain instantly went away. Now I can't say that pain instantly goes away very often for me. So when that happened, I was like, I was blown away. I was taken aback because, you know, here it is, a sample clearing, no less, taking away this pain I've had for months. You know, I was told that I would need to do a certain exercise every day. I was told I needed to stretch. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that because I still did do these things and it did help. But the pain was taken instantly away when this particular clearing was done. So it made me think that, wow, you know, maybe that was scripted for something deeper. You know what I mean? So that's why I say, you know, you never know what they have for you. So that's pretty much my hit on that, Ron.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. It's hard to say if that robotic program came into effect to cause you a condition months ago, and that program was still running in you, and by getting rid of the robotic energy, the program got taken away. So maybe that's what happened too. Maybe the other person had a robotic program, and maybe they touched you or something, and they gave you that program, and in the program that they were running, you know, I'll use the term which you may have heard about before, maybe that person was your handler. And a handler is somebody who takes care of someone else, watches over them, etc. So maybe that person was a handler, and he wanted to give you a program, and in that program was to give you pain. And that pain then came about through a robotic program. And once that robotic program was taken away, then all that got dissolved possibly. So that's another way of looking at it. This is why, you know, people call me up. In fact, somebody talked to me, I think it was yesterday, and the person lives in New York. And I guess the lady Amaji is coming there, and you probably have all heard of Amaji. And she hugs people to take away their problems and stuff. Well, she was saying, is that okay to do? And I said, well, if you listen to the BBS programs about how things get transferred into your body, you have the emotions of people, entities coming in, you have the alien life forms. So I said, well, you know, she may take away something from you, but possibly what are you getting in exchange for that? You might walk away with maybe a problem that got released or something. You feel wonderful. Maybe she opened your heart up, but what are you connected to afterwards? So I'm not saying that Amaji is doing bad things or anything like that. I'm just saying for you to check for yourself, go into your heart center. But most people who have been on the 8-hour calls, that'll be starting on the 18th, probably do not wish to touch anybody. And I'd say that's probably most people listening to those calls. And if you've been listening online here, more than likely, you know, you would understand that, you know, quite nicely and easily, because you don't want to have anybody's, you know, energetic fields, you know, attaching to you. So, Chris, I guess I'll turn it back over to you again. What's your comment on that? I know you probably touch people because you're in a martial arts program, but what do you do for yourself?
Well, what's funny is what you were saying about what happened is pretty much exactly what happened. The guy touched me, I got hurt, and that was pretty much perfect exactly what happened. So that's very interesting that you picked up on that, because that's exactly what happened. As for me, I kind of, you can go in both ways, because you can either bite the bullet and kind of let people touch you and basically have that happen 3 or 4 times and then be like, okay, no more. I'm just going to have to dodge people's touches. I mean, all you really have to do is just talk to them and say, listen, I don't like to be touched. I just don't like to be touched. And for the most part, they'll respect it and they'll keep away. But as far as the martial arts things, the martial art that I do, you don't have to touch people, so that's pretty good. But
yeah,
otherwise, I would just tell them. I just let them know, you know. Do I get weird looks? Absolutely. But at the same time, I don't feel a huge scorpion crawling up my back. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's pretty much what do you want to deal with? Would you rather have the issues with your body? Would you rather feel the squirmy when you least expect it? Because I'm really sensitive. So that was pretty much my incentive to saying, listen, I don't really want people to touch me anymore. And if you do want to allow people to touch you, then you can try talking to them about the Creation Lightship and the alien page, because that's what I had to do for the young lady that I'm courting currently. And now she's on the website, and she sees the difference, and she knows what I'm talking about. So, you know, I got her on the alien page, and now we touch each other all the time, and it's okay. It's not as bad, you know? So yeah, that's how it goes.
Okay, so we'll take Collins today if anybody wants to call in.
Oh, that'd be great.
Guest program. I don't have the phone number up handy, but maybe somebody could type it on the fast chat, or you know, you may be able to just go onto BBS's homepage to find that.
Yeah.
So let's see what we can do here. I'll do another robotic clearing, and you know, if you wish to send in information, we're still making the page here about how you felt about the clearing, maybe what could be needed on the page. That would be useful. So let's do a robotic clearing here. And let's work with our necks. So here we go, taking away the attachments, the mechanicals, whatever you want to call it, that's attached to our necks. And these typically come from us from 5D in our terms here. And that's where a lot of people want to take you when they talk about ascension to either 4 or 5D. Isn't that interesting? Want to turn you into a robot. So here we go. Plus, they're in all the movies anyway, so that's so that you, when they, you know, blow the whistle, you know, say, okay, everybody, time to kind of be robots. You go, oh, yeah, I saw those on all those little programs on DVDs or going to the movie theater. I know what that's all about. I want to become one myself. And you raise your hand, and they take you off. And then they steal your soul. So here we go. Let's do neck energy. Taking away the robotics there. So let's first work with the Atlas, okay? So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. And I want you just to move your neck afterwards. You may even do it spontaneously during this process. We'll just see what happens. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll just go down your spine here. Do it all at one time. So above the shoulders now to the Atlas. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm yawning. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Gotta do that one again. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, hopefully that's helped everybody out. If you want to call in and talk about the clearing, that'd be wonderful. And so that was what I mentioned from 5D, okay? I want to try something just to see if there's any energy on 4D, because that's where I first saw them at 5D. So this is just an experiment here. So we'll go to your Atlas on fourth dimensional reality consciousness. Remember, the aliens have to live someplace. So here we go. Atlas. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man. Ugh, that's worse than 5D. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, boys, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So now we're going to do the rest of your neck from the shoulders up to the atlas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how do you feel, Chris, since you're pretty sensitive? Do you sense anything there?
Wow, it was like placers. They were like little placers. They weren't little. They kind of felt like they were huge. You know the thing that they use it a lot in like old time England and France during like revolutionary wars and stuff like that, like the quarters or something like that, and you put your head and your two arms in it, and like people like throw tomatoes at you or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, yeah, uh-huh.
That's what it feels like, just got taken out of my neck. And it was like really heavy, and there were like, it like punctured something, like it wasn't like sharp, but it was like, it needed to stick in there, like it was like wedged in there. Very interesting. The back of my neck feels a lot lighter, and my whole body, you know how, say you have a really heavy backpack on, and you're like walking somewhere, maybe you're hiking for like 45 minutes or, you know, X amount of hours or something, and you take it off, and you feel like you're gonna fly or something, is kind of the way that I feel. Like I had something really heavy on me, and now it's gone, and now I like feel like I'm getting taller, you know? So, and it was really interesting feeling the difference between fourth dimensional reality and fifth. It seems like fourth is where the huge factory is, you know what I mean? Like, wow.
Yeah.
That was a big, big difference. Like the difference between a population of 1,500 and 15,000. So, anyway, that's my take.
Yeah, I may incorporate that on the clearing then, maybe do 4D and 5D.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try 6D.
Okay.
Here we go, everybody. So, put out your intuitive sensing abilities here, but more so, this is just probably your physical body, how it feels. So you don't have to really be intuitive to know that pain goes away or anything. So here we go. Oh, man, 6D reality. This is why I said the Earth spirit's going to 8D. It doesn't want to get anything lower in consciousness to allow attacks on itself. So here we go, 6D. Atlas, 1, 2, oh, man. Oh, boy. Hope we have some callers calling in. Oh, jiminy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, God. That's who's doing it. God's doing
this
it.
This would be 15
here.
Million.
The God coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now you can see why people are afraid of God. 4, 5, 6, 7, all of them. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now I'm going to do our neck going above our shoulders to our atlas. 1, got it again. 2, 3, 4, oh man, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, kind of see how you feel. And if you did feel a change, maybe you can do a call-in for us here. So back to you, Chris.
Wow. I would actually love to hear from anyone that wants to call in to kind of hear their hit on what's going on, because personally, I felt like something humongous just left my body. Like, it was really, really big. Like, wow. Whew, my body feels like it just went through an ordeal, and that was just like a sample, you know? I do you think that you would ever do an intensive for the robotics run?
Yeah, very possibly I might do something like that. I'll have to see how it works here. I'll put it on the website first, and then from there I'll see if we need to do anything further on it. Hopefully the clearings that we put up should take care of that. But we'll see. Question about are robotic parts different from bionic parts? Well, what I think they're doing is taking those bionic parts and they're putting it into our energetic field. And somehow, how they're doing that, I don't know. But somehow it manages to dovetail and come into our body. And its support system, being, we'll say, bionic, is connected now energetically to our physical body some way. So I just don't know what that interface is quite yet. But there's something there. But whatever it is, just getting rid of that is good enough, I think. We'll move on with other stuff here, you know, with other clearings maybe on down the road. But so far, I'm going to try 7D. So seven-dimensional reality. Remember, this is all the hierarchy stuff, you know. Remember, the darkness works in hierarchy. That's why they have a spiritual hierarchy. So this is what we're dealing with here. So now we're dealing with the aliens that maybe the ones that are in 70, if they're there, would maybe be smarter than the ones in 60. You know what I mean? And so let's see what happens here. Seventh dimensional reality, our atlas. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll work up to the atlas going up our neck, second part of the clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Chris, I'm going to get some water here. How are you doing?
That one, actually, I didn't feel very much. There was a point in time where I felt like I was moving in slow motion. But as far as how my physical body felt, I couldn't even sense anything. It was like it was above my head. It's like I didn't have the reprieve to feel what was going on. But I did feel like I was moving in slow motion, so maybe it has something to do with time itself.
Yeah, I looked at that too because I felt like the show was moving like stopped.
Yeah,
so I had to check the time, and it was about half past. So I go, interesting. So when I hit 7D, like time stopped for us here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I felt. That'd be the slow motion feeling. So let's see what we have on the fast chat here. If anybody is commenting on the 7D.
Oh, Ron, I believe I heard a beep. I think we got a caller.
Got a beep?
Yeah.
Is there a beeper out there?
Hi there.
Hi.
Victoria Ann here. I've been listening to you fellas, and it's great. Let me tell you what I was, just quickly. Basically, there's some kind of connection between the robotism and obviously the spine and atlas and all of that. Now, what I saw and what I was feeling was that they don't have control over this totally. And maybe once in a little glitch in time, they might. But the second thing is, this was the procedure they were going to be using to try to keep us from getting into our heart center. And this is just, you know, I'm coming from my heart and speaking on this because it's very scary. But they're not going to be able to. And I know all the good reasons why they won't be able to. But this, what you're doing, Ron, is making us stronger so we get into our heart center. This is what I'm experiencing. I'm getting into my heart center faster. The connection with my spirit is stronger. My spirit is staying in my heart center, not being pounced out by these, whatever, the entities or the dark energies. And that's what I wanted to say. There's something you're working on with this robotism that's making us stronger with our own connection, because their game was that's the only frontier they hadn't conquered with us. They can't get into our heart center and our spirit, and that's because they're not of light. But they were trying to come up with some kind of, electronic method of doing it, if I may say so. Anyway, that's what I was getting, Ron. Thank you so very much. I'm so much more connected to me.
Well, you're very welcome. Yeah, that's, good. Oh, boy. What do you guys want to do next here?
Well,
let's see here. I just wonder how much this robotic energy is affecting us, for like cancer and stuff. That's the big thing, I guess, that people have on this planet is cancer. I don't know what else people get, but that seems to be the big scariest thing. So I just wonder if they have some kind of robotic cancer energy. So. Let's see here. I don't know. Do you have any ideas there, Chris? I could do a clearing on that. I don't know if you'd be able to feel it or not if you don't have cancer. I don't know how to explain that. But.
I mean, I think I have it in my ancestry, but I don't know if I'd be able to feel it, you know?
Yeah.
Chris? I think, okay. Yes.
Chris, you just made me see something. Cancer is a term what they're using on this planet now is the ultimate. No one's cured it, but there are cures for cancer, and obviously the light ship is one of them, one of the greatest ones. But a lot of it has to do with alternative medicine and eating, but mainly with getting the clearing so you don't have the cancer stick once you're healed. So mm-hmm. It's the whole spirit. But here's the thing. They use a different term each 2,000 years, each segment of years, whatever their time sequence is, they use a different term for cancer. But cancer is always the ultimate thing, like no one can cure, and they get everyone believing that, and it's their game. If we were to, unfortunately, have to come back again, they would have another term for it, but it's exercised the same way. And that's what I'm getting. The only really cure for cancer is our spirit. Making sure it's the densities that you were talking about, Ron. So that term of cancer is, they play around with it each time, and like, that's what I see, that they just play around with that. Next year it may be called tiddlywinks, you know, or the next
right.
time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like it's the Operation Doomsday device for humanity per ascension time, right?
Because if
yeah.
you're, right, if you're knocked out of believing your body can ascend, because you have cancer, or whatever they term it, they may call it, big ball next time. I mean, that's how insane this energy is. They have you thinking you can't ascend with your body. And then if they have you thinking you can't, that they have your spirit, they won. So it's all, the key to it is the basics we've been taught. No matter what they throw, whatever is there we haven't discovered, just stay in your heart, no matter how much you have to do that. Stay in your heart. Command your spirit to stay in your heart with you and keep doing it till you know for sure. Because those are the two keys. I mean, it's so, and it's easy to say and it's hard to do sometimes, but it gets easier. And that's, anyway, that's it.
Okay, since we have the light beam up, just put the light beam up on the monitor screen. And so since we're living in the dark side time energy of 3D, and that's what I normally activate is the energy where we're living here with the light beam. So let's just activate the light beam in the different dimensions that we've worked with so far. This would be very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's pretty cool.
Let's activate it in 3D like I always do. Here we go. So we'll bring in the males here, and we'll bring in the light ship, defense fleet ship. So here it comes. So, in fact, we'll probably need more than one of them here. So if you see your sky changing in the next day, it's probably because they're battling. In Mount Shasta here, it's beautiful. We don't have any chemtrails here, and we don't have any ship clouds. So here we go. 3D light beam. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Now we're going to bring that forward into the 4D reality consciousness. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll go to 50 reality with the light beam. Stronger, 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 and stronger. 60 reality. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And 70 reality. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, how do you feel, Chris?
Wow. Well, what I have to say about the difference of realities, every time it went up in a reality, it started to feel like the fake energy that the religions use, or that the God energy uses to attract people to it. It's almost as if the people on this planet have something in them to where whenever they pick up on energies that's from another dimension, they immediately think it's some divine thing. It's almost like a hypnotism. As soon as you feel that 4D or 5D energy, as soon as it doesn't feel like it's in three dimensions, you immediately say, oh, this must be God. Oh, this must be otherworldly. Oh, I should give my energy to this thing. So perhaps there is something robotic. Perhaps it could be the amount of ways that the darkness affects us is vast. So, I mean, it's difficult to just say, oh, we just found a be-all, end-all for the whole shebang as far as darkness affecting us is concerned. Because even now that I'm talking about what I may have just discovered, it could just be under some other dark side heading. You know what I mean? So, but all I'm saying is I think there could be something related to the fact that we as human beings, or at least myself, as soon as they feel or I feel an energy that's from another dimensional reality, immediately want to give up your energy, immediately want to fall down in prayer or give praise to this thing. But otherwise, the light being feels amazing. Through the way that it affects my body per dimensional reality shift, it seems to just feel better and better. But then when it gets to like 7D, it's like the energy is so fine that I don't even feel that difference between good and better. You know what I mean? It just feels really fine. Like the vibration is really high, so I can't really feel it.
Okay.
That's my head.
Okay, great. So let's do a clearing. We have a request on the fast chat here for 8D reality. So we're going to do the Atlas at 8D. This is where the Earth spirits go, and we'll just see how it feels to us here. So 8th dimensional reality as we know it as that. So here we go. Atlas energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, I'm not yawning. That's a good sign. And everything now from the shoulders up to the atlas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, maybe you can comment on what it is on the fast chat or call in if you wish. How do you feel, Chris?
I actually didn't feel anything just now. I mean, as far as nothing really, really come up and say, hey, this is what's happening. I felt a little bit of energy as far as the atlas to the second part of the clearing, basically. I felt a little bit of energy, but the first part of the clearing, I didn't feel anything.
Hey, we'll have a request here. Do we have robotics on my fast chat? Just okay, here we go. Do we have robotics? Where did it go here? On our legs, shins, okay. So let's see here. So here we go. And we do, but let's see what. Let's do 4D reality to see what that does here. So here we go. This will be your maybe knees on down. So, oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. We'll do 5D. So I'll probably have this on the website when we get the clearing up for each dimension. So here we go. For each body location, we'll say. 5D legs below the knees here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might feel your legs pulsate even or get warm as this is happening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, a little more energy there. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Six-dimensional reality. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 7D. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And see how you feel. We'll do 8D now. According to people on the fast chat, 8D feels wonderful. So that's probably why the Earth Spirit's going there. So here we go. Eight-dimensional reality. In fact, I probably wouldn't go to 8D. It's too close to 7. But anyway, that's my own judgment. So
yeah,
here
I was thinking the same exact thing.
You know, I'd go up to 20, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we got probably 10 minutes to go on the show here.
I do see a comment from Kimberly on the fast chat about,
okay.
She's asking, do you think we can do, okay, good. Do we have robotics on our bones / pain?
Let me think here. So what I think she's asking is that if you had, let's just say you had a broken bone, is that going to generate pain by having the broken bone? So you can have bone pain because you might be breaking a bone in your body. This is kind of where I'm going with this here, okay?
Okay.
So when you break a bone, are you actually also breaking the robotic imprint around you? And then is that robotic imprint triggered by being bent, we'll say, or broken? And is there a program for pain? So I think, so I'm going with that questioning in that direction. So let's go back to the time if you had a broken bone, which would mean that if you had a program on you of robotics, that probably also got damaged, and it could have caused you to have this problem also. So now I want to look at, we already have the broken bone issue. We know we had it. And now did that robotics give us a program for pain because we interfered with that robotic programming, or it made us be programmed to have a broken bone? Either way. But did it give us pain? Was it programmed to give you pain when you tampered with their program system? That's where I'm going.
Like
so let's try this. So if you had a broken bone in your body, We're now going to take out, if there is such a thing, the pain program that was connected to the robotic energy. So here we go. Think of this. You have to think of yourself, everybody, for a broken bone. So I'm going to count to 30 to get rid of this here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see what happens here. See what the fast chat is. Somebody wants to call in, you know, by all means, call in if you wish. And if you want to call in again, Victoria, you can. If you want to do a second call, that'd be great, too.
Yeah.
We'll just see who comes on here. Like I say, we got like maybe 6 minutes more for the show here. So
once we got over that hump after the seventh dimension, it started to pick up again because, boy, it really felt like it was dragging on before.
Yeah.
As far as just the way that the time felt.
Yeah, they play with our time.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, the word alien time came up when we were doing the seventh dimension, and it felt like we were moving through molasses, you know? It was very interesting.
Yeah.
This robotics clearing is going to be a big deal.
Yeah, I'll have to get a lot of different drop-down boxes here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We've got internal organs. Boy, this could be a pretty long clearing. If you noticed, if you're a newcomer and you go on to some of these clearings, you're going to go, I don't know about this. There's too many things to do. So you may look at it and maybe only do a couple of them, or you might get scared away of not doing anything. But they're all needed. And so when this page comes up here, it's going to have a lot on there. So let's do another pain clearing here. Kimberly says she feels heavy energy, so let's see if we can get some more off. So here we go for everybody else, too. And we get a caller to call in. We got 5 minutes, maybe a little bit longer because we started a little bit after the hour. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So earlier in the program, I mentioned the handler type person that is around you controlling you. So you may just kind of look at the people around you. It could be a boss. It could be somebody who checks up on you periodically. And just kind of see how they look. You know, see if their eyes are glossed over. See if they move like a robot. Maybe they are a robotic handler for you. Remember, that's somebody who, you know, can check on you, make sure that your implants are okay. They know how to manipulate time. They may look like a wonderful person, but, you know, something's controlling them to do that. And they may look completely physical, you know, because naturally if you saw something that wasn't physical, you'd probably run the other direction. That's what I always say. If a UFO landed outside my door here or something, I would be out the other door leaving. You know, I'm not one to see who they are, you know. But I'd probably do more. I'd probably actually go on the ship and actually do more intervention there. But other than that, I would run the other direction. Wrist. Okay, we have a request for a wrist.
I think
so,
it's referring to the pain.
But it might be pain. Wrist pain,
yep.
I guess. We're on pain here. So here we go. Pain on the wrist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or wherever else you want to go to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Could be carpal tunnel. To use the word tunnel, huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like alien stuff. As they crawl around
like
inside
robotic
of us.
Stuff.
Our calls, they tunnel into our body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have a comment from Clarity. Things have gotten extremely complex now. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we're in their backyard now. We're in their sandbox, and we're taking ourselves out of the sandbox. So this is what's happening here. And it's just the way it is. So if you're a newcomer listening to the program, listening to the sound, very, 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 very far out. How far out is it? It's probably to the end of being far out. So other programs that you're going to be listening to, if you tune into other BBS programs and stuff, or anything else out there, I should say, it probably will not go as deep as this. They may talk about things that are maybe based here on this planet. Maybe they talk about aliens, maybe about the mind control, government stuff, government's interventions with us on energetic levels, but they will not be able to go to where we're going here on these particular BBS shows here. So this is why you want to have clearings, to get this stuff off of you. So let's, I guess we could probably call it quits here, if somebody wants to call in.
Ron, if I may, if I want, I just want to
all
really...
the numbers are being canceled to Ron. Interesting. So maybe we got a wrong number here. Don't know. That's interesting. Maybe Victoria, you could type in. We really got about probably a couple minutes left. I don't have the fast chat in front of me with a call-in number. I can go to the archive. I don't need send. And I can see the previous information here. And I'll just see if I have it up here. I'll go to number one.
Ron,
number
can you still hear me?
Up and running here. Nothing there that I can see. Maybe I have to go to number three, maybe. I don't know. Don't know. Looks like three was on the last show, so I don't know what to say here. So, anyway, let's bring in some peace energy from the light being. So I'll bring the light being up here. And our next BBS show will be on Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific, and that's 10 o'clock Eastern. So here we go. Here comes the peace energy, and the male light beings will come. We'll bring in the light ship, defense fleet ship, or ships for everybody. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And as Clarity said, gone are the days of just doing the emotional, mental, sensory, and four and one. Yeah, you still need those, everybody. But, boy, we're moving on and bringing some more energy. And thank you, Chris, for coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll be signing off. Thank you, Chris, again for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yep, and we'll see you all later. Blessings. Have our conference call coming up in a half an hour. It's $20 if you wish to come on it. It's on a conference call line for 1 hour. And then we have our other show, Ask One Radio, tonight after that, basically. So see you later, everybody. Blessings. Bye.